Thank you so much. Was that beautiful? Did that touch a chord of peace within you? Did you feel the peace? It's gotta work. Thanks again, ladies. This past week, I had a visitor stop by the church office, and the person wanted to speak about the Christ, about the confusion of the Christ, and what was the Christ versus Jesus. Specifically, he wanted to know the difference between the Son of Man and the truth of man, the Christ. This person wondered why it was that so many people believe that we are separate and apart from God. And moreover, why it was the Son of Man, Yahshua ben Joseph, Jesus, the son of Joseph, is still revered by the masses, more so than the Christ of him. This person asked me why there were so many people that did not know that it was the Christ of Jesus that is the only begotten Son of God. And not the man Jesus, the man of Nazareth, of the flesh. I thought the visit quite ironic and timely, given that today's lesson was to be about the Christ, our Christ, your Christ, my Christ, and the Christ of every individual, regardless of what they may or may not think on the matter. They have no say-so. They are what they are. At any rate, regarding this individual's question relative to Jesus and the Christ, have there been times in your life, as in my own, when someone has asked you the question, are you saved? Do you have Jesus as your Savior? Of course, if you say anything but a resounding clear yes, Jesus is my Savior, you may be told by those that do mean well in their own right, from their own place of understanding, that unless you are saved by Jesus, unless you have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, then you better get the sunscreen ready, because you're going someplace hot. And so it is that I recall attending church with my grandmother as a youth, and while still unaware of my truth, I recall hearing the name of Jesus being mentioned time and time again. But for the life of me, I do not recall much emphasis on the Christ. And given the religious doctrine of these churches, the Christ, the truth of Jesus and of myself and others, was not, of course, presented in any way that resembles my current understanding. Thus, like so many others, I believe that Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. And only Jesus. I had no clue, none whatsoever, that I too had inherent in me a Christ, which was the truth of my being, and that as an eternal and spiritual Son of God, I was a brother of the Christ Jesus in truth. But I must admit, it took me quite some time at this church to finally come to and accept this truth. You see, like so many others, Wayne had never had any idea of who and what he really was, other than just another human being seeking to be good out here in the world of effect, so he could go to some place called heaven when the physical death came upon him. But I tell you, I think we know. seeking to be good and perfect in the flesh, out here in the world, in the eyes of the world of material, and through human thinking, is indeed a futile and frustrating exercise, because it is all ego, saying to the outside world, look at me, look at me, see how good I am. But in our divine science teaching, we do not condemn other teachings or religions that see the way they see, or their doctrines. Rather, we adhere to the knowledge and truth of our sacred being, the knowledge that God is not separate and apart from us, but rather he is of us, within us, of our entire being, which is spiritual and not human and never dies any so-called death. We know a God, our Father, our Creator, that loves us as his beloved children, regardless of whatever takes place out here in the world, on this human plane. We also hold true to the knowledge of that which Jesus told us, that in this flesh, that we of ourselves can do nothing, and that it is the Father within that doeth the work. So let us look further into that which we are in truth, the only begotten sons and daughters of God. The price of each of us, not separate and apart from us, my friends, but that which you truly are. Regarding this Christ, the light of God that lives all, we must know that if we are to grow in consciousness, if we are to experience the greatest of realization of our light, there can be absolutely no doubt whatsoever as to that which we eternally are, sons and daughters of God, individualized expressions of God, with the Christ being the very core of our being. We must also be aware that we can never, ever personally manifest the Christ through our intellect, through the flesh or ego and personality. I don't care how good someone on the earth plane may be or claims to be, how many people they help, how much money they give, how much volunteer work they do. It does not matter, since the Christ is revealed only when the old man, the little I, that ego, dies. This is why Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. And regarding his human self, the man Jesus said, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one. Jesus also said, I can of mine own self do nothing. So it is. This was Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of Man, who would ultimately come to such a realization and consciousness that he would completely die to the human self. And the truth of him, the Christ, would walk this earth for all to see, as it did over 2,000 years ago. God was made manifest as the light of his only begotten Son, the Christ of Jesus. And as it was with Jesus, it is with us, with each of us. As within and of each of us here this morning is the light of God, just waiting to come forward into visibility, expression, into demonstration out here on earth. My friends, Christ is the divine idea man. And Jesus is the name that represents an individual expression of the Christ idea made manifest over 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ is the form of the name that is applied to man. Joshua ben Joseph, Jesus, the man of Galilee, who demonstrated total perfection, whose Christ-light, the Father, went before him, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and raising the dead. Christ Jesus is the idea that is being expressed by you and I and individuals everywhere whenever realization and consciousness makes it so. And so it is that the Christ of Jesus said, the Christ of Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. This is in Christ. He also said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. The Christ was talking of you and I. Here the Christ is speaking of you and I as sons and daughters of God, as his sisters and brothers, one in and of our Father. Yes, we too have a Christ of us, as have every individual to have come into this world, to include those of untold years even before the appearance of Jesus, the Master, the Way Shower. So when people ask you, are you saved by Jesus? Will you be able to give them the exact answer that they seek? A resounding yes? Ask yourself that. Well, I think not. Because you know that it is the Christ that is the only begotten Son of God. The Christ is the one complete idea, perfect man in God mind. It is the Christ that is the embodiment of all divine ideas, such as intelligence, life, love, substance, and strength. And like Jesus, that Christ is within you this very moment. Thus, when we get out of the way, our personalities and ego, there shall be joy, peace, and love through the Christ. In God's mind, in the Creator's mind, there is but one perfect Son. And that Son is the sum of all the beautiful ideas that have come to our Father's mind. This Christ, this perfect man idea existing eternally in divine mind, is the true spiritual higher self of every individual. It is a true higher self of you and I, and nothing can ever change that. Ever, regardless of what you do out here in the world, in this flesh. And this is the beauty and purpose of the basic principle course that most of us have gone through. This course of divine science, basic principle and practice that we might come to know. The omnipresence of God within, and come to know and believe beyond a shadow of any doubt that we are one in and of Him. Changeless beings, each of us with the Christ just waiting to be released, realized, and demonstrated without. So just as Jesus did, we too must look within to recognize and realize our sonship, our divine origin in God, our Christhood, even as He, the Master Jesus, did. By by continually unifying ourselves with the highest self, by our thoughts and words, by growing realization and consciousness, by practicing the presence of God, the Christ of each of us shall go before us, and it shall be felt by those about us, the receptive to its goodness, its warmth, its love, its perfection. I will tell you, I've had some of my old Marine Corps friends call me, this was a number of years ago, and say, "Wait, let's go out and get drunk. Let's do this and let's do that." "Nah, I don't do that anymore." "Well, let's go out and do this and do that." "Nah, not doing it." "Are you on medicine? What's wrong with you? What happened to the Wayne that I once knew?" Well, you know what I told him? That Wayne died. I just needed to tell you that. When we're one with Christ, we die. Those old habits are no more. We are born a new man, a new woman. Spiritual perception reveals to us that we are not persons, but children of God, the invisible and the visible, the creator of all that is and shall ever be. Through realization, we are to reveal ourselves to our truth by affirming, "I am the Christ, the child of the living God." Say that softly to yourself. "I am the Christ, the child of the living God." Know who you are. Look at yourself not as flesh and blood, but as spirit. And remember that Jesus Christ affirmed his true self, and the Father acknowledged him at all times. And thus it came to pass that Jesus, the Son of Man, was no more. But rather, there was the Christ Jesus, one with and of the Father. And the Christ Jesus tells us, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do not know him and have seen me," or seen him. In reference to the foregoing scripture, it should be very clear to us that the Son of Man, Joshua ben Joseph, Jesus, who himself spoke of his own limitation, does not do the work of saving you or saving me or anyone else, but rather it is through the realization of your own Christ that you become one with God in consciousness, that the old man of you dies, that a new man, new woman is born, a spiritual man, a spiritual woman, a spiritual daughter of God. The Christ is now in place. This is why Jesus Christ is referred to as the way shower. And it is imperative to note that the way he showed us to go was within. The way he showed us to go was within ourselves, just as he himself went within, while leaving this world behind. The reason for the limited understanding of the ordinary man, the man whose breath is in his nostrils, who caters to this world of flesh, is found in the fact that he sees the world about him as under material law. This man, agreeing with appearances out here in the world, has come to see God separate and apart from himself. He believes in duality, in good and bad, rich and poor, black and white, and a place called heaven, way off in the clouds somewhere, where he might go, if in fact he was good enough to earn a place therein. What a mental tennis match. What a mental tennis match people go through when dealing with such intellectual, fearful, ignorant, and limited thinking. It is sad. Such people do not know who they are. You are a child of God, every one of you here today. Please know this is your only truth, my friends. Your real and eternal identity. Each of you is filled with Christ right now, just waiting to come forward and be revealed through your individual demonstrations. But knowing something intellectually is not enough. How many times do we come to this church and we're told, you're a son and daughter of God. You're one with God. You're an individualized expression of God. I know Dr. Salazar used to say that, but he also used to say, divine science is not in the knowing, it's in the living of it. It is through practicing in the presence of God, through meditation and prayer, through fellowship, through an ever-expanding consciousness of truth, that your Christ shall come forward. This is the only way, through consciousness. As you look back on yesterday or this past week, my friends, as you think upon your interpersonal relationships with others, or the nature of your thoughts in general, of your conduct, of your responses to the challenges and circumstances of the material world out here, think about it. From where did the nature of your responses, of your demonstrations, to such outer conditions come? Were your responses, your demonstrations, born of your personalities and ego? If so, they may have been laced with anger. They may have been laced with emotion, pettiness, maybe jealousy. Or were the responses that came through you those of the Christ of you? Patience. Understanding. Peace, kindness, abundance, and love. Think about it. The Christ self grows in direct relation to our individual consciousness. It simply cannot be willed by the human mind. So remember, the building of consciousness comes over time through communion, daily communion with the Father in prayer and meditation. It comes as we continually and consciously practice the presence of God. So if the Christ of you as of late was not apparent in this or that situation, then welcome to the club. Let's face it, we all, everyone here sitting down right now, we all, each of us, every day, go in and out of God consciousness. And thus our demonstrations fluctuate from the mental to the spiritual. This is the flesh at work. As a matter of fact, our good friend Joel Goldsmith wrote about the going within and without and the challenges he faced from the mental to the spiritual in his book, Living Between Two Worlds. And what was it that Jesus said when he told his disciples, watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation? That the spirit indeed is willing, and the flesh is weak. It does not matter where we are and what we are doing, because at all times the Christ is right here, ready to do the work. But if we turn away from our truth and lean to the material world for our answers, for our sustenance, for our guidance, then we must be prepared, my friends, to accept the results brought forth by a limited human mind, the mind of the Adam man who lost his way. And in such instances, our Christ is not there doing the demonstration. Rather, error is in place. And this is why the law of expression once again comes to mind. We create our own experiences through that which we think on with feeling. As within, so without. So for all good to reign, we are reminded to get that mind that was also in the Christ Jesus. To do this, we must do the work necessary. Again, meditation, prayer, practicing the presence, sitting in the silence, and following the wisdom of the still small voice of God. And through grace, the death of our ego and the little I takes place. And the Christ is revealed. Thus, just as there can be no light and darkness operating simultaneously, there can be no you, the personality, you, the Son of Man in the flesh, and the Christ operating at the same time. You have to get out of the way. When your Christ is at the helm, there is nothing on this earth, this material plane, that can ever harm you. Likewise, there is no fear, there is no doubt, there is no confusion, but rather the new man, the new woman is in place. The Christ man, the perfect man of divine mind. Moreover, perfection and eternity are in place, and there is no so-called death, as you are eternal spirit. Just as your Father is spirit. My friends, death is the false product of the man whose breath is in his nostrils, the man who knows only flesh and blood, and flounders about out here in the world in his ignorance of his truth. We are one in God when the Christ is demonstrating the little self, the one that worries about death, the ego, is put aside, and there is no sense of fear. There's no anxiety and worry of this or that health issue. There's no sense of lack or limitation, as these things are of the limited mind, the intellect of the man that has no realization. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father that is in heaven. So, my friends, don't strive mentally to increase in spirit. You know, when I first came to this church, I must tell you that Wayne was just taken aback by the message of the minister at that time. And immediately, little Wayne said, "I want to be like that. I want to know that. I want to be special like that." But now you know, my friends, I know who that I was. And that little I, that ego that was in that person at that time, could never be spiritual. Never. So don't strive mentally to increase in spirit, for your personality be more Christ-like, as this is a losing proposition for us. Rather, go into your closets, my friend. Shut the doors. Sit in the stillness, and he shall come forth by grace through love, but never of the human will and might. Give thanks each day throughout the day for your relationship to the Father. Give gratitude and the knowledge that all is well, that you are perfect. Beloved, now we are sons of God. Know who you are. the Christ of you shall be demonstrated more and more each day. And be careful to not always lean on other people, those whom you consider to be further advanced spiritually than you, and looking to them in an effort to more quickly come to understand and find the Christ of you. Remember, you are dealing with yourself. Remember, although it can be of great benefit to have spiritual teachers, we are to call no man or no woman on earth our father. In the final analysis, each of us must turn within ourselves to become aware of the presence. You cannot have anyone else's consciousness. You only have your own. This is the only way, as no man can come to the Father except through the Christ part of himself. In the following weeks, throughout your waking days, keep your mind stayed on him. Give it a try. Think on God in the time you get up, on your Almighty Father. Go within to the deep recesses of your heart and soul, and shut the door to the nonsense and the folly of the material world out here. Let your prayers and meditations bring forth from within you, from within your being, that only begotten Son of God, the light, the Christ of you, so that your waking hours are full of love and joy, so that God is made manifest on earth this day and the next. You are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. So we make this lesson practical today and into the future. Will you join me now in our closing meditation? And let this lesson into your consciousness. Please take a deep and gentle breath. Know that this sweet breath of air, of life, is of your Father, the life of all that ever was and shall ever be. Close your eyes. Ponder with gratitude and unlimited love, wisdom, abundance, health, peace, and eternal life that are yours as a beloved child of God. You are not just flesh and blood. The truth of you is pure spirit, and your infinite spirit is one in and of your omnipresent source. Worry not for this or that, or what harm may befall you, as your Father is your shield and buckler, and he is your refuge into eternity. Know it. Believe it. And be humble, yet joyous in your truth. This beloved child. Dear Father, you are my source, you are my substance, my all, and it is in consciousness that your loving and glorious light shall go before me, uplifting and blessing all those with open hearts and souls, and eyes to see and ears to hear. For the awareness of your loving presence that is here and now, in all of its glory and all of its power, O most loving God, O most glorious Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen. something like that, right?